Hey, the magic lips of Al Hurt means what? It means Campbell Corner Time on North Pole 90. That's our new name, by the way, for December. The entire month, we have shelved the old moniker, and now we are North Pole 90. Ho, 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 ho. Great music all day long, weekdays, the holiday season, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and hello, Charlotte Helgeson.
Well, hello.
Well, hello there. Happy Wintry Wednesday.
Yes, Icy Wednesday.
Yeah, icy, snowy, wintry Wednesday, and 'tis the season for wintry weather.
Yeah.
How was traffic coming out?
The traffic was fine. I don't really care for the ice on the roads. But
no.
But the city has done well. The roads themselves are not slippery.
Okay. All right. Now, before we get to our very nice list of things to talk about concerning Campbell Library of East Grand Forks, a very important birthday is today. A very famous TV personality.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone I'm guessing you know who this is. But I'll give you a hint. And here it is. Any idea who has a birthday today with that music?
Well, do I get a prize?
You know, I didn't think that far ahead.
I suppose
I could give you a sticker, a radio station sticker. Would you like one?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Let me think. That's a game show.
Yes.
So you're talking to a non-TV watcher.
Okay.
Bob Barker.
Very good.
Yoo-hoo!
Bob Barker. Yes. Bob is now 95 years young.
Well, good for him.
Looks pretty good for 95, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Now, he hosted a show called Truth or Consequences. Remember that one
years
ago?
Oh, I do remember that, too.
From 1956 to 1974, and CBS's The Price is Right, from 1972 to 2007. That's
oh my
a
goodness.
Long time.
Yes, it is.
So, happy birthday, Bob. Well, sad to say, that's our time for Campbell Corner. I'm sorry, we blew that one. No, we have plenty of time. Let's see, our list of things to talk about today, courtesy of Charlotte. Number one, coming up tomorrow, young writers will meet at Campbell Library.
They will, at 4 o'clock.
All right, and who are the young writers?
The young writers are our teenagers, middle schoolers, who are interested in writing. We've had a variety of people come over across the river from Grand Forks. We used to have quite a bit of interest on the east side, but it's gotten a little light lately.
Oh, really?
So if you're interested, come and try it out. Catherine is fantastic at directing that. She was part of the group when she was a kid and really enjoyed it. That's why it's going now.
Okay. That's tomorrow at 4.
Yep.
At Campbell, young writers. What's the age range in that, roughly?
Roughly middle school, 12 up to like 14, 15. They're not going to kick you out unless you're an adult or, you know, can't write.
Kick you out.
No.
Get out of here.
Oh, you never know.
You never know those writers.
We don't do that.
All right, that was topic number one. Number two, tutoring. Oh, 2018 fast fading away here.
It is.
And the last days for tutoring are coming up soon. When are they?
Next week.
Ooh.
We will be there Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
But I understand there's still a few more school days after that.
Right.
So if you have a big project, make sure you get in, get some help next week.
All right, so tutoring again, the last days for this year are next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 18th and 19th. We talked about this before. The tutoring covers a wide range of topics, right? Subjects?
Well, what it does is they work with any student.
Right.
So if you are in first grade and just cannot figure out why the word T-H-E is the, you can come in and work with them. They have timelines. They have flashcards. We can use laptops. If you're a Northland student who's brand new back to school, you can certainly come in for a little brush up with somebody unrelated to your school, but who's willing to sit and just talk you through.
Okay. And what's nice, too, is that we have lots of non-traditional students here over the age of, let's say, 25, who might need help.
That's right. Go. Sometimes just learning how to learn is the tricky part.
That's very true. Touché. Very good point. All right. Number three, we're just slicing through these topics today.
Yeah.
The holidays coming up, namely Christmas at the end of the month, roughly. But the Campbell Library is open every weekend through December. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's a good point to let people know about, because you are so busy right now that you think, oh, I should have run to the library and it's Saturday. Well, now it's holidays and they're not going to be open. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because of where Christmas lands this year, we will be closed Monday at noon for Christmas Eve and closed Tuesday for Christmas Day. So we're open Saturday, Sunday before that.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have your books in case you need that little quiet time during big, noisy family time. And we will be open for you.
Okay. Regular hours.
Yep.
Every weekend. We're down to number four, new books and reading, and I see a stack again today.
Well, I brought a couple older ones, first of all, because I have two that are basically the same thing, The Night Before Christmas, but one's by Jan Brett, and the other, The Night Before Christmas, or A Visit of St. Nicholas. They're the same thing that many of us have heard, but what's fun at this time of year when maybe you have a little time to wait for something that's cooking or you have to wait patiently until you open a gift? Grab an old traditional tale, whatever it might be, and maybe you've never actually read it. Read it to a little one. Read it out loud to the people in the room. Read it yourself if you've never seen it in print. And then look at the fantastic illustrations that go along.
Oh, yeah, they look really good.
It's just fun.
Okay, I agree.
The other thing I have today is When Riddles Come Rumbling, Poems to Ponder. I like the word ponder.
Yes.
So we have riddles, which I like riddles, but I also like the answers so that I can check it.
What bothers me about riddles is that if I don't have access to the answer, it drives me nuts if I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've searched this book for answers.
Oh, you have?
I can't find them.
You can't find them?
But what it does have is it has pictures around the riddle itself, so it helps you.
Oh, a little hint.
So this little riddle has what looks like a white twisting cord and letters.
Okay.
And it says, whatever you say will go a long way from city to city, shore to shore, across the ocean, or right next door. Got some news? Got the blues? Pick me up. Grab a line at your service anytime.
Ooh.
Any ideas? It's
a long way away. I can't see
What I find about this is this book came out it has some years on it.
Okay.
But people come back to the same kind of poems and poetry and riddles.
But they know.
This is a telephone. But we don't pick up phones with cords anymore.
I do.
You don't?
It's paid for.
Okay, well, some do.
Okay,
true.
Well, some do, yes.
But if you were reading this to a little kid, they might not even recognize this telephone cord.
True.
They won't know what, you know.
What in the heck is that?
Grab a line.
Yeah.
I just think that's something to be aware of with the riddles, like the old riddles we used to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're fun to go over. And grandma or grandpa can talk about, we used to have to stand in the kitchen with the phone on the cord, and we couldn't leave.
The olden days.
So it's a fun book to share with kids.
Okay, three examples of new books at the Campbell Library. Our topics again, young writers meet tomorrow, Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Tutoring, last day is coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 18th and 19th. And Campbell open every weekend this month through December for the holidays, so keep that in mind. And, of course, the new books that are on hand at Campbell as well. To find out more about the Campbell Public Library of East Grand Forks, stop on by right downtown off to Mers Avenue. Their phone number is
218-773-9121.
And the website?
EGFlibrary.org.
Very good. Watch out for the snow and ice.
Ah, yes, you too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05, exclusively on North Pole 90.